Welcome to the Colorado Spring Show. That's right, we're the show that's all about bringing local leaders together to do three things: to create, to collaborate, and to cultivate a thriving community.
Welcome to another episode of
the Colorado Spring Show.
I'm your host, David Prosper.
And I'm Audrey Prosper.
And we are on episode number one, number uno. As always, we are sponsored by Shepherd Revolution
and Your Thrive Tribe.
Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the current climate of Colorado Springs. But before we get into the current climate, we want to play a mini game. You want to play a mini game, Audrey?
Fast Five. The mini game is here.
All right. So please explain to our listeners who have no freaking idea of this game called Fast Five.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you and I actually have identical questions, and we're both going to ask each other and answer those questions. Now, before the show, we actually guessed what the other person would choose as an answer. And so the way that the winner is selected here is whoever has the most correct answers is the winner. That person gets all the bragging rights. So get ready because I'm going to win.
Okay. All right. So are you doing the questions first or am I doing the questions
first? I'll ask you first.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. So question number one, would you rather fly like an eagle, or swim like a dolphin?
Fly like an eagle.
Okay. Number two, would you prefer to be married to a 10 with a bad personality or a 6 with an amazing personality?
This is
a trick question.
This should not have been in the question lineup. I'm gonna go with a 10 with a bad personality. I like them bad and bougie.
Oh, wow. Okay. So number three, would you prefer to travel to one country in pure luxury, or would you prefer to travel the world on a shoestring budget?
Shoestring budget all the way. Balling on a budget.
Balling on a budget. Question number four, would you prefer to change the world or change your community?
Change the world.
Okay, so in question number five, would you prefer to suddenly become mayor one day or to suddenly become the CEO of a major company?
I'm already a CEO, so it will be a mayor.
Okay, wow. All right, so now your turn. You get to ask me, David.
All right, so number one, would you rather fly like an eagle or swim like a dolphin?
I would rather fly like an eagle. Okay. Soar.
Soar, okay. Number two, married to a 10 with a bad personality or a 6 with an amazing personality?
Man, let me tell you something. Looks are always going to fade. So I would definitely take personality.
I feel shallow now. Number three, travel to one country in luxury or travel the world on a shoestring budget?
Well, I think there's like an inner boho hippie girl in me somewhere. So I definitely would rather travel all over the world and do that on a shoestring budget.
Okay.
Eating lots of shoestring french fries.
I don't think you can eat shoestring french fries.
Maybe not all over the world, but I definitely can have french fries in France, right?
Yeah, because that's where it started. No, I'm just kidding. It just started in France. Number four, change the world or change your community?
You know what? Everybody wants to change the world, but I think that the way that we do that is by changing our community. So for me, I really want to change my community.
All right. Suddenly become mayor or CEO of a major company?
I would rather become, it's kind of scary, but I think I'd rather become the mayor overnight than like the CEO of a major company. Because I'm thinking like, you know, what's that, Johnson & Johnson or something like that. Like, I can't imagine how to run that level of a corporation overnight.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, in wanting to change the community, the whole mayor thing goes with that.
Yeah, you know, it's not really a big task or a burden to become a mayor of an entire city.
Whatever. I know that was definitely a sarcastic statement.
All right, so now we
love our mayor. Do you know the mayor's name?
Southers?
Yes. Yeah. Great job.
So now we are figuring out the answers.
Yes. All right. Okay. So let's see who's the winner.
Okay.
All right. So number one, what I said for you is that you would rather fly like an eagle.
Yeah.
Okay. And number, what'd you say for me for number one?
Swim like a dolphin. I was wrong on that one.
Okay. And then, so I got one right. So number two, what did you think I was going to say?
Six with amazing personality.
Okay. And I thought you were going to say six with amazing personality. So I didn't get that one right, but you got it right.
Yeah.
So does that mean I'm a 10? Cause we're married.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, perfection. All right. So number three, I said that you would definitely go on a shoestring budget. Oh. I'm married to this man. I know he would go on a shoestring budget.
Followed on a budget. Yeah, that's right. And
did you say that for me?
No, I said travel one country.
Oh, I got two right. I got two right so far. You have
one.
Okay, number four. So I said that you were going to change your community.
Wrong. I said I want to change the world.
Okay, we know what you said. What did I say?
You said change. I put change your community for you. So I have two right.
I have two right.
Yep. So two to do. Last, number five, sudden become mayor or CEO of a major company.
I said that you wanted to become mayor.
You said mayor. That was right. So, and then I said CEO of a major company.
So you got it wrong.
So yeah.
So won. We're tied.
No, you won because you said mayor.
Okay, so I won.
Yeah.
Winner, winner, winner. One for the women.
Congratulations, you have won. Your prize is a crispy high five.
Where's it at?
You can in your voucher anytime. And for those of you who want to play along with us, you are more than welcome. High fives go a long way. I know we're in COVID right now, so we can do a virtual high five. So let's dive into the show today. We're talking about the current climate of Colorado Springs. Let's talk about that. What do you want to talk about, Audrey?
Before we talk about that, I just have to say, I think it's so interesting the way you say Colorado. Can you say that for me again?
Colorado. Yes.
Okay.
Hooked on phonics.
Work for me. Okay, so let's go.
All right, let's talk about
the climate. Yeah, David, can you tell us a little bit about, I mean, seriously, the current climate in our community in terms of education and business and families? Like, obviously, we're still dealing with COVID. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just want to hear like an overall what you think about in terms of where we are as a community overall.
Yeah, it's such a loaded question, such a deep question. And the beauty is that we're all experiencing this together. And sometimes it's the challenges that brings us closer together. But I think as far as business wise, it's affecting a lot of small business in a way that, you know, we're at level red right now, high risk of COVID-19. And we have to essentially, you know, create the social distance. So a lot of small businesses are shutting down, or if they're in retail and restaurant and all of that, you know, the percentage of people who are able to be there, it reduces. So that it affects the pockets. Bigger businesses, they're still doing well because they have the capital and the support. But I see, you know, small businesses being truly affected. I know that you run a local networking group, your Thrive Tribe. How's that affected you, you know, as a small business owner?
I mean, you know, it's quite the challenge to grow a network that just launched at the beginning of 2020 and, you know, also in the middle of COVID-19. But I mean, yeah, it's a challenge, but it's not anything that stops us for sure. And you just have to get creative and those sorts of things. But I think what I've witnessed too as a community member is that it feels like there's a lot more camaraderie among business owners, mm-hmm. In this current climate.
Yeah.
Because like you said, we're all in this together. And so there's something interesting about, you know, I'll stretch and say like trauma there. It's almost like there's a shared trauma that's happening. And so we're all saying sort of hashtag me too. Right. But in another kind of way. And yeah, I'm enjoying that. I really am enjoying the camaraderie among business owners in this climate, but there's so much going on in terms of education and
education is literally getting like shaken, you know, at its very foundation, you know, especially in Colorado Springs. Like, they, you know, a lot of the districts a lot of the districts are getting closed down, and what's that doing to a lot of the students, putting the burdens back on the parents? It's stressful. And I talk to a lot of parents who have their kids in traditional school and, mm-hmm. and now going virtual, and hearing the frustration of not understanding it, the glitches, the just the craziness that happens on on Zoom meetings, like, and the control is actually being put back in the student's hand, because the beauty is, like, they can turn off Zoom no matter what. Yeah. Like, they don't want to be in class, they can turn it off. So it's literally showing that we are not in control of anything in our world.
Yeah, we're not. I just can't imagine, like, being that teacher and sitting there on a virtual class, and like a student is just like click, like they're just out. Like, that's a different, that's a whole nother level of skipping class. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just so different. And obviously we live in the same house together. So David runs a micro school out of our house with 7 kids, ages 4 actually now.
Yeah, 4 to 13.
4 to 13 years old, and actually 8 total. And then we have our 2 that are here as well that are amongst all of that. And so it's been interesting, you know, seeing this sort of model in our house where it's a homeschool environment, but there's also like a hybrid virtual component that's all gamified. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's kind of cool. But I think overall in Colorado Springs, you know, it's tough. It's tough being a parent right now of kids who... Yeah. are in virtual public school. I think that's probably the greatest challenge out of all the options for parents right now, because I don't know. I mean, I'm hearing parents talking about kids crying. Like, yeah. it's just, it's a lot. It's intense. But the most important thing, I believe, out of all of this is, you know, we all grow from our challenges. So mm-hmm. this is literally going to completely change the game of education, and rightfully so, because it's time. Yeah. It's time to change the way that we've been doing education for so long.
Yeah, we need it. And the beauty and the intention of this show, Audrey, right, is how can we come together to create, collaborate, and cultivate a thriving community?
Yes.
So the what you're saying is that things need to change in the educational climate, and we're looking at our health climate right now. You know, that's not so much in our control of, you know, with COVID-19. And I've heard of a lot of people losing loved ones, and my heart goes out to them.
Yes.
And prayer to all those who've been affected by this disease and this virus. At the same time, too, like we have to be proactive and like, okay, like we can't control COVID-19 and how it spreads. We can slow it down, but we can't control it. But how can we be more proactive and creating a defense system internally, Audrey? And what are some of the things that you've been doing in this house, as well as, you know, your daily routine?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm really, really big on prevention. It's sort of like raising children too. Like, I'd rather invest a lot of time on instruction, which is what I consider prevention and parenting, mm-hmm. than correction. And so I'm the same way sort of with our health and that situation. But, you know, what I'm seeing in terms of a current climate with sanitary, keeping things sanitary in Colorado Springs among business owners and the like, is I'm seeing a lot of antibacterial, you know, what do they call it? I don't use it, so I don't know.
Hand sanitizer.
There's a lot of sanitizer all over the place. There's a lot of masks all over the place, yeah. which is important. But you know what I don't really hear in the conversation is, what are we doing to keep our immunity up? You know, for us in this house, we love the Father. So we love everything the Father created. And we utilize essential oils on a daily basis in our house. We take them in various different ways, or use them in various different ways, because we use doTERRA oils and you can ingest those oils. So we're using that. And then we also are huge on keeping our gut clean mm-hmm. and boosting our immunity through things like zinc and vitamin C, which David is a lover of these immunity shots that he buys at King Super. Shout out to King Supers, right? Yeah. All the time. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm seeing right now. But even with the students, man, we have a lot of hands, a lot yeah. of young, nasty, dirty, potentially germy hands yeah. in our house every single day. Praise the Father. No one's gotten ill.
Yeah.
And so prayer, right, is another form of prevention, praying over that so that no one's getting ill. But also, we have the famous line in our hand when the children walk in and out, when they go in and out of the bathroom. How does it go, David, when you come in?
Hands. And what the kids do is, you know, they open up their hands and we use doTERRA On Guard and mm-hmm. we spray their hands. And what it does is, it cleans anything that is, you know, infectious or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it also strengthens their immune system.
Yes.
So something practical, right, in order to create a thriving community,
yes,
we have to be proactive in our health. And what you said with the oils, the water that we use, you know, cleaning and sanitary and all those things. But most importantly,
the alkaline water,
the yes. immunity shots, like yes. those things go a long way. So it's one thing to protect the external things around us by wiping things down, wearing masks, social distance. And I believe in that. It's another thing to start being proactive on our immunity and strengthening yes. that up. But with that, you know, with COVID-19, we talked about small businesses, you know, getting, you know, having to close down or reduce their level of attendance and people that can come in. Let's highlight a local small business, because I truly believe in supporting local businesses, especially in the Colorado Springs area. So who we're going to highlight today, Audrey?
Yeah, so our community highlight today, because we love our community, and we really wanted to, spotlight and point out at the same time, we really want to point out a local group on Facebook. They're actually called Shop Local Colorado Springs, and they're a marketing and promotions initiative, and they do that to raise local consumer awareness about the importance of, like you just said, shopping local. So I think it's awesome that we have a Facebook page here locally that's dedicated just to promoting that culture of shopping local, even if it's not solely on Small Business Saturday.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. solid. That's
so solid. Check them out for sure. Again, they're called Shop Local Colorado Springs on Facebook.
Awesome. And thank you again for joining us on today's episode. We're so excited to have you, to walk alongside of you. And if you have any suggestions or things or topics that you would like us to talk on, or even join the show as an interviewee or a co-host, we are more than welcome. Definitely reach out to us on all social media platforms, the Colorado Springs Show. And we want you to remember something. Remember, Colorado Springs, we can build a thriving community by starting
with unity. Unity.
Make sure you're subscribed to the Colorado Springs Show on your favorite podcasting app if you haven't. It's easy and it's free, and you're never going to miss another episode. Plus, we're bringing practical value and content, so you don't want to miss out. Remember, Colorado Springs, we can build a thriving community by starting
with unity.